Well, hello and welcome.
Wow.
Here we are, and I'm a little bit nervous, I must admit, but also incredibly excited and massively thrilled to welcome you to the introduction episode of Doubt to Full Out. I want to go ahead and give you a little insight on what to expect each week. Throughout this podcast, every single week, I'm going to bring you stories from incredible women who once were stuck in doubt and fear, maybe stuck professionally or spiritually or personally, but they all believed lies about themselves. They saw themselves the way that they thought the world saw them. But these incredible women, they didn't stay stuck. They decided to stop believing the lies. They decided to uncover the root of these lies, discover who they really are in God's eyes, in the Word of God, and the truth and promises of the Bible. They started to see themselves how God sees them. And once they started seeing themselves that way, they began acting and believing, thinking and moving with purpose. With full potential. When you can get yourself unstuck out of doubt, out of shame, out of fear, out of the lies the enemy tells you every single day, you can step into your true and full purpose. Unfortunately, most people don't because they don't know how. They don't even realize the lies that they're playing over and over in their own negative thought patterns. Recognizing this and taking action against it takes awareness and work. But too many people stay stuck and self-sabotaging themselves, believing the lies and the negative thought patterns that they've told themselves for decades and decades and decades. Trust me, I was there. But that's not going to be you because you're here listening. And here's the thing: the enemy wants you stuck. The enemy wants you isolated because if you are stuck and you are isolated, he is controlling your thoughts. He is controlling your potential. He is controlling your actions. Your thoughts control your actions. He is controlling who you can impact negatively and certainly preventing you from impacting positively. So if you're ready to step out of fear, shame, and doubt, if you're ready to go from doubt to living full out, you're in the right place, my friends. Join me every single week where I will be sharing so much more of my story, bits and pieces along the way of all the things that kept me personally trapped in shame and self-doubt for so long. I'll be sharing how I recognize that and how the Lord showed me that He has more for me and for all the people that He wants me to impact. You are going to be hearing interviews from incredible women. I mean, absolutely incredible, glass ceiling shattering women. And my purpose is for you to hear something each week inside of these stories that maybe you can recognize inside of yourself. Maybe something that you can say, wait a minute, that's me. And she changed that thought. She recognized the lies. She changed that self-sabotaging thought and action. And that's how she did it. And that's how I can do it too. So my purpose is for you to go from your self-doubt and fear to activating your full potential and maximizing your impact and income and fulfilling your purpose. I'm so excited you are here, and I'm thrilled to be able to use my voice when for the majority of my life, multiple decades, I thought my voice didn't matter. I thought no one wanted to hear what I had to say. In fact, whenever I did speak, I spoke as fast as I could for fear of taking up other people's valuable time. I thought my voice was not important. It was one of my very own powerful limiting beliefs and the lies the enemy used against me far too long. So for me to be here speaking to you now, sharing my voice, sharing my hope, and sharing with you how I discovered that those were lies. The lies I told myself over and over, they were lies the enemy told me over and over. And I want to share with you how I recognized and dismantled those lies, how I started believing truth and rewiring my brain for real, God's honest truth. I started seeing how my voice mattered. I started seeing how what I had to say people wanted to hear. I started seeing how the words that I spoke brought change for people. It impacted them positively. Something I said or something I shared with them changed the way they behaved, the way they thought about themselves. When I realized that my words not only mattered, but impacted, I knew God wanted me to use them in bigger ways. So here I am, and I'm excited to get started. Thank you for listening to this introduction episode, and I can't wait to see you on the next one.